What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.
Too often, Black women are a mere afterthought in conversations around wellness, but not in this space. On this podcast, the dialogue is always centered around women like you. Welcome to the podcast, but more importantly, welcome to the tribe. Be well, sis. Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Be Well, Sis podcast. I am your host, Cassandra Dunbar. Whew, how have you been? I mean, I probably shouldn't even ask. I mean, I know how most of you have been. And if you're anything like me, you are exhausted. You're exhausted mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and even physically. Because no matter how many hours of rest you get, you still wake up exhausted even before the day has even started. So, as you know, I've been missing for the past few weeks. I mean, I've just been processing my thoughts and feelings. And to be honest, I'm still processing. In that time, I've actually had the opportunity to still speak to some really insightful women with varying views on really what's going on in the world. Their episodes are to follow. But they've each provided a ton of light on how to navigate these unprecedented times. And you know what's crazy? In a way, we've seen this before. These are precedented times. The images that I see on my screen are very reminiscent of the images I've seen in textbooks and documentaries. So on one hand, I'm hopeful because the civil rights movement had brought a tremendous change in policy. So I'm hopeful that at the conclusion, I mean, if that's even the right word to use, of all this, that radical changes will be made and that the racist foundation of this nation will be undone and rebuilt. However, I'm enraged, I'm heartbroken, and I'm disappointed. Like, how is this 2020? And by the way, this year has been absolute trash. I try to come to you guys really positive and uplifting. I mean, this is a wellness podcast, right? But I have to be honest, this year has been traumatic. For all of us, in some shape or fashion, we are all just going through it. But I digress. Anyway, like, I've always known that I've been aware of what's going on, right? So from the time I was first called a nigger by my classmate, and this was during my first week of fourth grade, I'll never forget it. After moving to a predominantly white suburb, I knew that the life that I live and those who live like me, those who looked like me, were very different Americas from my white counterparts. And you know, in that time, I've done my best to figure out how to navigate the system, oftentimes suppressing or diminishing my racist encounters and experiences in order just to keep my sanity. So the best way to describe what I'm feeling is this. So imagine being visibly wounded, right? You have an incision from your navel to the top of your pubic bone. The wound is deep, it's dirty, and quite frankly, it's amazing that you're even able to survive it. Yet, when you point out to those around you, your blood-stained clothes, and when others hear the agony in your voice and the grimace in your face and the pain in your eyes, they disregard it all, tell you to suck it up, that you're overreacting, and that it's really not that bad. And because you're still meant to, quote, perform and to, quote, produce and to be an active member of society, you make makeshift bandages and do your best to patch it up. You eventually learn how to maneuver while you're in pain, so that the pain isn't constantly sharp. So you figure that if you bend down too quickly, or if you laugh too hard, or you run instead of walk, the pain is exacerbated. So you learn how to adjust. So now the character of the pain changes from sharp into a dull but constant pain. On the pain scale, it fluctuates from about a 6 to a 10. It never goes away. And once in a while, one of those who insist your pain or your wound, isn't that bad will help you find a fresh patch to replace the tattered bandage you've been using to mend your wound. The patch is very temporary, but you take it because you're grateful for those very few moments of relief. And while caring for your wound, you wonder if you're making it a bigger deal than it is. Are you crazy? Is your pain tolerance super low? Surely everyone has their own wounds, right? This week, the bandages were ripped off, and many of those who insisted the wound wasn't that bad are now tending to it, to me, as if it's precious and deserves care. They're shocked and marveled at how you've managed and in some ways thrived this life-threatening wound. You're validated that you aren't crazy and that you should have been, at the very least, hospitalized and tended to be made whole. So while you're grateful that this wound is just now being addressed, you're enraged that it's just now that people are realizing that you've been in pain while you've been actively and visibly bleeding. I mean, it's been a wild few weeks. It's an emotional roller coaster of sorts. And what makes it even wilder is that through all this, the coronavirus is still here. She has not left the building. So as you can tell, this is my first solo episode. To be honest, I was planning on having a solo episode much sooner, but I got the opportunity to speak to so many amazing women that I just kept pushing it off, right? But I was pretty much called on, by a few listeners who wanted to get to know more about me and my journey and just to hear my voice. So I decided now would be a good time to have some quality time with you. And the plan was to have a solo episode on like establishing your own self-care routine and really laying out some steps for you. But every time I sat down to write it out, I had nothing. So here I am. Instead of talking about creating a self-care routine for you, that will come, I promise, either in a blog post or something. I'll have something for you. I kind of want to talk about why I created this podcast. The intro to the show kind of gives you an idea, but I don't think it really conveys like how passionate I am about us having a community where we're safe, where we're seen, where we love on each other, and where we're always heard. So creating a wellness community that's just for us has really been something that's been on my heart for a while now, and I just took the leap and started this podcast a few months ago. The idea is to create a valuable resource for women who are marginalized so that they, we can thrive, form relationships with one another, and to rest. For me, my opinions aren't as important as the experiences and expertise of women that I've had the privilege of speaking to. And ever since speaking to the beautiful women that I've had the opportunity to talk to, the mission, the objective, of the podcast kind of changed. In the intro, I mentioned that I'll tell you my own personal experience in wellness. And yes, I'm an open book. I don't want the focus to be on me. There are women who have done just phenomenal things, who are doing phenomenal things and are providing resources for us to be better. And that's what I want the spotlight to be on. So I do want to thank you all for supporting the podcast, for helping to create a community. We're growing, and I'm so grateful, and I'm so happy that the vision is coming to life. So grateful for each and every one of you for listening, for sharing, and for supporting the Instagram page and signing up for our email list. Speaking of support, please continue to do so. Help us to grow by just take a moment, screenshot your phone screen with the cover art as you're listening right now, and go ahead and share on your Instagram stories and tag BeWellSis_podcast. Please share. And while you're at it, please don't forget to subscribe to your listening platform and also leave a glowing review. Unfortunately, numbers matter. Visibility kind of matters if we want this to truly grow. So please do those things. But yes, thank you so much for all that you've done so far. Thank you for listening, for tuning in, for your suggestions as well. I answer every DM, every email. If there's a suggestion on what you want to hear, please keep them coming, because the community is for you, for us. So I know what I want to hear, but I want to know what you want to hear. I want it to be valuable to you. So yes. So one of the objectives for the show is to provide you with at least one takeaway from each episode. So for this episode, since I don't have an interview, I don't have a guest to talk to, I'll leave you with the caption on my Instagram post from May 31st. And it says, "We live in a nation that thrives off of the inequality, injustices, and violence against Black people. We are exhausted, we are angry, we are hurt, we are grieving, we are traumatized. And in the midst of all of this, we must still function as leaders in our homes and communities, as parents and as spouses and partners to men and women who are also hurting. We're required to show up to work bright-eyed and bushy-tailed tomorrow as if our spirits aren't weary and our souls battered and bruised. I created this podcast because our medical system is consistently deaf to the cries of Black women. I created this podcast because we're blamed when we're victims of the medical industrial complex and systemic racism. I created this because we deserve better. I created this as a reminder of how fucking dope we are and to learn from each other how to thrive in a system designed for us to suffer. To celebrate us, to give us a safe space to rest a bit. To remind you that you are loved, you are valued, you are respected. And today I am begging you to do whatever makes you feel good. Be well, sis." With that said, please visit the show notes or BeWellSisPodcast.com for a link of a Black Lives Matter cause to donate to. Next week, we'll be back with our regularly scheduled program. Unless the Book of Revelation continues to unfold. I will be back with our regularly scheduled program. We have a lot of interviews lined up, a lot of great things to learn from and to share with each other from coming up. So thank you for your support. I'm incredibly grateful to you. Please keep in touch. Please, most importantly, do something that makes you feel good. If that is rest, please do that. Listen to your favorite song. Dance like a child. Play with your kids if you have them. Go for a walk. Be with nature. Do something. Pray, meditate, please. Whatever you need to do to feel good and to feel like yourself, and to feel whole, please do that. Much love, much light. Be well, sis. Thanks again for listening to this episode of the Be Well, Sis podcast. For more information on anything discussed in this episode, please see the show notes and or visit www.bewellsispodcast.com. Oh, and don't forget to leave a 5-star rating on Apple. Until next time, be well, sis.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.